How would you like to receive a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, and for any size gift during the Lenten season, we'll send you a CD with two sermons. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift, before Easter Sunday, we'll send you a CD of one of my Easter and Ascension sermons.
God gives us these bodies, and they're supposed to be our temples, and we're supposed to take care of them, and that's what we're doing.
I do feel a spiritual connection whenever you have the music on, and it's singing about lifting you up and being closer to God. You do feel that.
Well, that's Crystal Deans. She's owner of the Best Shape of Your Life Studio in Spring, Texas. What makes her fitness club a little different than other fitness clubs is not the fact that she has stripper poles set out throughout the club. That's not what makes it different. You can find those in a lot of fitness organizations. What makes it different is she says you'll feel closer to God when you come and pole dance for Jesus. Yes, that's exactly what she's talking about, pole dancing for Jesus. The pole has moved out of the stripper club into the fitness club, and now she says here's a way you can feel closer to God. Now, I want to know what you think about it, but first, let's hear the story from CNN.
In this quaint turn-of-the-century community called Old Town Spring, where Victorian-style shops line the streets, one business stands out.
Pole fitness for Jesus.
Yes, pole fitness for Jesus. There's no preaching, just teaching.
So hook low, and then you just bring it through.
Set to Christian music, church-going women spin and slither around poles, but the instructor and students say it's not about sex.
This is my second class.
For them, this is about getting closer to God.
God gives us these bodies, and they're supposed to be our temples, and we're supposed to take care of them, and that's what we're doing.
Tiffany Booth was raised in church. Now the pole is her temple.
I do feel a spiritual connection whenever you have the music on and it's singing about lifting you up and being closer to God. You do feel that.
Well, we'll take a break and hear a little bit more from CNN on pole dancing for Jesus, but I want to hear from you, and this break is a great time for you to call. It's Audio Open Lines live this Tuesday, March the 22nd, talking about pole dancing for Jesus. Yes, that actually came out of my mouth. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. What do you think about pole dancing for Jesus? Is it one thing to have it at a fitness club? What if the ladies in your congregation, your church, said, hey, that's a great idea, pole dancing for Jesus. Let's do it in church. Would you react differently? 1-877-623-6943. I want to know what you think about it. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can leave your thoughts and your comments on pole dancing for Jesus at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. It's Audio Open Lines live this Tuesday afternoon, March the 22nd. She says, and her clientele say, they feel closer to God, they play Christian music, and they pole dance. Well, would you do it? If not, why not? Do you think it's right? Wrong? Neither? What if the ladies at your church wanted to do it? We'll be right back. We'll hear from you.
Do you have an Issues Etc. story to tell? We want to hear from you. Tell us your Issues Etc. story by calling our comment line before Thursday, April 7th, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Now, the listener with the best story will receive the first three Issues Etc. books of the month for this year. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
Well, I think that's a very good question.
Check out our new YouTube video, Good Question, issuesetc.org, and click support. Good questions, better answers, issues, etc. Watch the short YouTube video, Good Question, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The most pro-abortion president ever.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
President Barack Obama's statement on the 38th anniversary of Roe v. Wade confirms he is radically pro-abortion. Thanks to Roe, 53 million unborn children and dozens of women have died at the hands of abortionists. Thousands have been emotionally or physically wounded. Yet in his statement, Obama didn't mention the unborn child or even hint that there is anything tragic about abortion. Whereas his Democratic predecessor expressed a desire for abortion to be rare, President Obama, in contrast, praised abortion as a fundamental right and pledged to do everything he could to protect and promote it.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
No other way like I know it should. I beg you, dance with me. While I even feel the moment bloom.
And the purple light. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines this Tuesday afternoon, March the 22nd. There is a fitness club down in Spring, Texas, where you can pole dance for Jesus. They have the poles, they have the instructor, she'll teach you how, and they play Christian music while you're doing it, pole dancing for Jesus. What do you think about this? Just more good, clean fun? Is it inappropriate? Wrong? If it's wrong, how is it wrong? What makes it wrong? If it's right, why? 1-877-623-MYIE. I want to hear from you. What do you think about pole dancing for Jesus? I'm not making it up. It's actually true. Yesterday, if you would have asked me about pole dancing for Jesus, I would have said it's an imaginary thing. Today, I realize it isn't. Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and chime in there, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the rest of the story from CNN.
Getting classes off the ground hasn't been easy for instructor Crystal Dean.
Some guy came up with his Bible and we were in class and he thumped on the door and was like waving his Bible. That people who want to, you know, sit there and judge it, well, that's sacrilegious, or, you know, that doesn't really make you a good Christian when you judge other people.
There are those who just can't get past the stigma.
You know, in God's eyes, it wouldn't be attractive.
19-year-old Eric Pergeson's family runs Lord and Nature, a Christian gift shop neighboring the pole dancers.
We have to watch those boundaries that we cross over and not allow the enemy to take it in another direction.
We found women who said the classes clear their moral compass.
If someone wants to swing on a pole on Sundays, then that's their preference.
And those who straddle the subject.
Are you doing it in front of men? Are you doing it as a, you know, sex in exchange for money? You know, what are you doing it for?
But for these women, there's room for both the Bible and a little body roll in this town that touts its old-fashioned ways.
They're, you know, going to church and then they're worshiping God. It was just a way for them to continue that. We're taking care of ourselves. It doesn't mean we're bad people. You know, we're good people.
All right, I want to hear from you. Look, I don't doubt that the people who are doing this mean well. I think they certainly mean well. What do you think it means that they're now offering pole dancing for Jesus? What if it weren't only in this fitness club in Spring, Texas, but what if the ladies of your congregation, your church, said, that sounds like a great idea, Pastor. Can we set up some poles a lot of churches do have fitness centers. Can we set up some poles and do some pole dancing for Jesus classes? What would you do? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Up first from her cell, here is Sharon on the line. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I think part of the issue is context. And you get this idea. I mean, if it were threshers for Jesus, nobody would bat an eye. They'd just kind of go, that's odd. But you know, because it's pole dancing, you think, oh, strippers and everything. But really, what's the point? What are they getting out? Is it a Bible study while they're in it, or is it just, I'm going to gyrate for Jesus and say, bringing me closer to him because I'm in love with him?
Now, that's interesting. I don't even know if I want to pursue that thought any further. Thank you very much, Sharon. Thanks for listening. Let's see what Ben in Brookfield, Illinois has to say about pole dancing for Jesus. Ben?
This is a topic where I guess angels would fear to tread. But I would say if these women are saying, I'm so much closer to the Lord and I feel the spiritual connection to him, it's really the bachelor talk. We've got a good connection. So treating our Lord as if someone who you need to be connected to through your physical gyrations. And the problem is that these folks, I suppose, while you said very well-intended, have their eyes off the means of grace and what Christ has come to do, which is not to make a connection, but to deliver the forgiveness of sins.
Ben, thank you very much for listening in Brookfield. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, CNN, Fox News, everywhere, local, national news are all reporting on Spring, Texas, where this young lady teaches classes, and women there can take them, in pole dancing for Jesus. She plays the Christian music, and then she teaches a former dancer. I guess that means exotic dancer. And she's brought her skills on the pole into her fitness club, and she'll teach the housewives, the young people of the community, to pole dance for Jesus. She says she feels closer to God, and there's nothing wrong with it. What do you say? Tom in Los Angeles says, it's a great form of exercise, but to put Jesus in there is not proper. Going to the door, Bible in hand, telling them that they're wrong is the wrong way to tell them this. That's not done in Christian love. It will just make them more determined to continue. Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks for listening in Los Angeles. Laura in Evansville, Illinois says, I'm having trouble with this because just using pole dancing in the same sentence with Jesus gives a negative perception, no matter how the instructor tries to tell the general population it's more about exercise focusing on God. It's almost impossible for me to ignore the purpose of pole dancing in the first place. By definition, pole dancing is a form of performing art, a combination of dancing and gymnastic. It involves dancing sensually with a vertical pole and is often used in strip clubs and gentlemen's clubs. She's referenced Wikipedia for that particular information. Glad you don't have any firsthand knowledge of that, Laura, in Evansville. Thanks for listening there. Andy is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, you're up next.
Hi, Todd. The only time I've seen poles dancing, it was the polka, and I didn't see anything wrong with it. but then on a more serious note, I suppose, two things. First of all, I think Tom was absolutely right. Second of all, I've found that I don't have to have an opinion about many things, that I can just kind of ignore it, and I've been doing that with Charlie Sheen a great deal. There are things that can occupy my mind a great deal more wholesomely than worrying about whether somebody in Texas is pole dancing.
Andy, thank you very much. Well, I can't say I'm really worried about it, but let's put it this way, okay? Indulge me for a moment. I love to exercise. I do it as much as I can, almost daily. And my form of exercise is this strange contraption that requires, in my wife's opinion, me to look very silly while I'm doing it. I call it a prancing machine. Well, after 20 minutes on this thing, and it's really a workout, I'm listening to my music. I don't listen to Christian music. I'm listening to, well, sometimes Eminem. Good workout music. And there's a sense of euphoria, and it comes entirely from the physical exhaustion. But if I didn't know better, I might confuse it with feeling closer to God, but I would never say that I'm prancing for Jesus or working out on the Cybex trainer for Jesus. I don't know that Jesus has a lot to do with that. What about you? Lance in Columbia, South Carolina says, is making a living by selling mass-produced tchotchkes with a cheerful Bible passage on them something to glorify God? Maybe, I don't know. How about producing music with Christian lyrics, but obviously easily used for modified forms of erotic dancing? Maybe, I don't know, says Lance. I do know that I won't have these folks to offer up and say, at least I'm not like them, when I'm standing before the judgment seat, utterly exposed for the intense, bright righteousness of God. I know that. He says, Joshua in Kentucky says, the elders of the church should call a special session to explore whether or not if there is a case for church discipline, assuming that the owner of the pole dancing ministry is a member of a church, pole dancing has no place in any church. Well, that's another question I had for you. What if it weren't just a private business, a fitness club? What if the ladies in your church wanted to pole dance for Jesus as part of the church's outreach? I mean, after all, you can connect with a segment of the population with this kind of thing. It is edgy. A lot of churches are just living on edgy nowadays. They're just racking their brains, paying good money to consultants to come up with edgy things to do to attract people in, an opening for them to talk about Jesus. Why not pole dancing? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, if they want to bless their marriage beds with this, that's between husband, wife, and perhaps an instructor. But once they start saying things like, the pole is my temple and I feel closer to God, it needs to be properly scrutinized. Jesus is the temple where God meets man, and these women can never be closer to him than in the Lord's Supper. On a positive note, maybe this story will prompt them to ask, what does God find precious and desirable among women? 1 Peter 3, verse 3 through 4, do not let your adorning be external, braiding of hair, putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is in God's sight very precious. Thank you for the passage, Matt in Norman. Let's see. Scott is listening in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I have a couple of ideas here. First of all, does this class aid these ladies in keeping the sixth commandment? I'm also going to call into question the supposed spiritual connection that they say is happening. Anything exalted as being from the Holy Spirit, apart from word and sacrament, is of the devil himself. If you're going to have a Christian fitness class, focus on what Jesus has done for you, not what you can do for him, pole dancing notwithstanding.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. it's very interesting. We want everything to be for Jesus, don't we? And if I want a pole dance, I'm going to find a way of making it for Jesus, aren't I? If I want a pole dance, it does actually stand in for a lot of what happens in the church, doesn't it? The pastor wants to do something, and he sells it by saying, we're doing it for Jesus. Or more often than not, we're doing it to reach the lost. What's really at work is a justification. He wants to do something. He's going to do it, whether you like it or not. But it helps to have a little justification in there. Doug in Greenville, South Carolina says, this is the result of when women in the church don't seek male leadership first, in my humble opinion, says Doug. Thanks for listening in South Carolina. More of what you think about pole dancing for Jesus after this.
Then dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. And live.
Christ Your Life, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Even though we die, we live. When a Christian breathes his last, no one dies. No one can die. For Christ has already died in the Christian's place.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift before Easter Sunday. Make a secure online donation today. IssuesETC.org. Thanks for your support during the season of Lent.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, IssuesETC.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. IssuesETC.org. Stay connected. IssuesETC.org.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy is dedicated to promoting Luther's small catechism and faithful Lutheran catechesis around the world. We are the publisher of the Lutheran Catechesis Series, catechetical materials for use with adults and children, in congregations and on the mission field, in families and in schools. Visit our website at peacesussex.org.
Whole fitness for Jesus. They're, you know, going to church and then they're worshiping God. It was just a way for them to continue that. We're taking care of ourselves. It doesn't mean we're bad people. You know, we're good people.
Again, Crystal Deans, owner of the Best Shape of Your Life studio in Spring, Texas, talking about what she's teaching, pole dancing for Jesus. If you would have told me 12 years ago when I started this that I would be saying pole dancing for Jesus on the radio, I never would have believed you. But stranger things have happened. 10 minutes left for your thoughts and your comments on pole dancing for Jesus. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or just give us a call live this Tuesday, March the 22nd. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. By the way, women, young women especially, moms, if you're thinking about your kids, you could start them young with something that is genuinely spiritual, a genuine connection to God, His Word. The Faith Alive Student Study Bible is our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March. It's aimed at students from ages 8 through 18. It's a real serious study Bible for students. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order the Faith Alive Student Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Mark is up next. He's listening on his cell. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Pastor Todd. I think the best comment on this subject is from the intro to your show where the pastor was talking about Christians receive God's gifts, and we know that we receive God's gifts because we trust, we accept what God has said in His Word, that He's going to do what He said in His Word, and we have confidence that God will do what He said He would do. We see this with our eyes of faith. And I think you're right. They're confusing the high you might get with exercise with getting closer to Jesus.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for listening on your cell. Marilyn in St. Louis says, you don't want to rely on your feelings when it comes to Jesus. Jesus is close to the believer, whether the believer feels Jesus is close or not. Jesus already did everything on the cross so that we could be close to Him. We don't have to do anything to feel close to Him. We need to rely on the promise that He has of all that He has already done for us. Good thinking there, Marilyn, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois says, somehow I don't think that Stillite monks had this in mind when they were sitting on top of poles getting closer to God. Yes, Stillite monks, by way of deprivation and severe asceticism, would sit on a platform atop a very tall pole, starving themselves to death. I'm sure that they felt they were getting closer to God, too. We know where that ends. Thank you very much for the insight from Strasburg, Illinois. Christopher, via the Issues Etc. iPhone app. Is that right? Yes. Says, watch the Pole Dancing for Jesus videos on YouTube. It might be a radical example, but it does highlight the inherent danger in trying to redeem everything for Jesus. Connotation and correlation is difficult to avoid. Consider the addition of TV displays in sanctuaries. The presence of such devices provides easy temptation to use them, not just for edifying purposes, but for their common function of entertainment. I agree with Pastor Wilkin. Pole dancing has no other connotation than strip clubs. I mean, I don't know of another one. Do you? As such, says Christopher, it has no place in Christian practice. There are plenty of other innocuous exercises one can do with the same benefit. Ought we consider pole dancing for Jesus a similar non-neutral sense, like we might consider pseudo-spiritual exercises like yoga? Now, that's a good question. That's very interesting. Michael in Lamar, Missouri says, why would Jesus need someone to pole dance for Him? Well, now there's an obvious question I hadn't considered. Smartest listeners I mean, they do say they're pole dancing for Jesus. I assume. Does that mean that they think Jesus is, well, please forgive me for the crudity of this observation, but does that mean that Jesus is like the guy sitting there with the wad of $1 bills in his hand at the strip club watching these girls dance? I mean, when you say if a stripper pole dances for the man and these women pole dance for Jesus, I don't think they mean that. I really don't think that they mean that, although the connotation is difficult to avoid, as our listeners have pointed out many times. Michael, thanks for listening in, Lamar. Bethany says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I don't think pole dancing, says Bethany, is what Paul was talking about there. Jonathan says, I don't see Jesus or the Bible anywhere there, that is, in the pole dancing classes. That's a good observation too, Jonathan. You see, it's the ethereal Jesus. It's the Jesus apart from his word. It's the Jesus I feel rather than the Jesus who reveals himself through his word to us. Where am I? Michael in East Texas says, certain kinds of praise are only appropriate in the privacy of a closed closet. If this qualifies as praise, this definitely is one of those kinds. I've got Matthew 6:6 in mind. Personally, I greatly doubt that I'd ever be able to disassociate the connotations of sexual immorality that have been seared into my mind. I could never look at this as mere exercise. I'd have to avoid any place where this is done, since men tend to struggle with lust. This is the kind of exercise which, if done, should be done only in private, says Michael in East Texas. Josh says, this is stupid. I saw a TV interview, local news station in Texas, of this. The instructor made it sound like it's the same exact class she does, but contemporary Christian music instead of whatever non-Christian music they dance to. Otherwise, they're not praying. I'm not advocating this in the least. I'm just pointing out that it's the same exact pole dancing class. The only difference is the music that they're playing. And if secular music and contemporary Christian music are so easily interchangeable, what does it say about contemporary Christian music? It's not really pole dancing for Jesus. That's just a marketing gimmick to get free publicity and outrage to gain attention. I think you're right there, Josh. Carrie in Minnesota says, all I can say is, Lord, have mercy. What people do and claim they are doing for Jesus, it sounds like it's done for themselves. After all, it's making them feel good. Barry in Pennsylvania says, these folks sound like good Lutherans. Maybe we do all things to the glory. May we do all things to the glory of God. I see this in the same light as pastors with their cigars and whiskey. I would draw the line, however, at liturgical pole dancing. King David danced naked, but he did it in private. Well, I think everybody, at least at this point, might draw the line at liturgical pole dancing. But Barry, keep your eye open. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. Here's the dilemma I was faced with. I manage the website here at Issues, etc. So in order to post a picture, we always have a picture of the guest or the topic next to the archived audio. I needed to find a picture of pole dancing for Jesus, which is a dicey prospect, I can guarantee you. One of our listeners, Scott from Altamont, Illinois, raised the issue of the sixth commandment. That is the commandment governing our sexual lives, adultery, marriage, all of those things. Well, I go looking for a picture of pole dancing for Jesus. I click the link for the best shape of your life, the gym that actually is doing the pole dancing for Jesus, to see if I can find a picture of someone pole dancing for Jesus that's of suitable quality. Well, I'll tell you what. They were all good pictures. I mean, they were well-focused and lit and everything. But I just couldn't bring myself to put most of them on our website. Our listeners would say that picture is inappropriate. And the one that I did choose, I chose the least inappropriate one I could find. Now, I'm a simple guy. I could take a picture of someone doing something. They say they're doing it for Jesus, but I can't allow my children to look at that picture. Or I wouldn't want my wife to see me looking at that picture. I'm a simple guy. That's the way the math works out for me. What's the real problem here? Is the real problem pole dancing? No, if you want to pole dance, get yourself a pole and put it in your house and pole dance to your heart's content. I don't think anyone's going to begrudge you that. It is the need to justify what we do, what we want to do, what we prefer to do, by somehow injecting Jesus, shoehorning Jesus into it. That's the problem. This happens in churches all the time, where congregations and pastors decide beforehand what they want to do, what they're going to do. And then sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, they go casting about for a justification. And it usually involves, we're doing this for Jesus, or we're doing this in the name of the mission of the church. Let's just be honest. Really, just be honest. If you want to pole dance, but don't say you're doing it for Jesus. If you like that form of fitness, go for it. But don't say it's somehow a religious activity. Similarly, in the church, if the pastor wants to make all of these changes that are really his preferences, what he wants to do and is going to do, don't try and justify it by saying this is what Jesus wants us to do, or this pleases Jesus. No one's buying it. Do you have an Issues Etc. story? We know many of our listeners do. That means a story associated with Issues Etc., someone who came to church because of it, someone you met because of it, what your experience over the years of listening to Issues Etc. has been like. We want to hear your Issues Etc. story, and we want to hear it on our Issues Etc. comment line before the 7th of April. That's a Thursday. 618-223-8384. Your Issues Etc. story on the Issues Etc. comment line anytime. 618-223-8384. Tell us your story there before Thursday, April the 7th. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the creation story in Islam. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.